Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Massachusetts governor's race is still a year away, but there's already a large field of candidates out raising money and drumming up support. Five Democrats have launched bids, as well as one Republican and two independents. This morning, we meet one of those independents. Evan Falchuk is an attorney in Newton. He recently stepped down from his position as an executive at the company Best Doctors, a medical research firm, to run for governor. Falchuk joined us to explain why he's running as a third-party candidate.
Our political process in Massachusetts and across our country has become very polarized, but it's also become very disconnected. And voters are not seeing the priorities that our state government are addressing as matching up with what they want to see. I believe that we'll be better off if we've got a governor who's independent of the Democratic and Republican parties.
Why so?
Well, we need representation that is respecting voters, listening to what they have to say, and bringing in new independent voices into our politics. That's the reason I founded the United Independent Party, creating a new platform for people who have pragmatically progressive ideas and want to see fiscally sensible solutions.
What makes this the right time for an independent in Massachusetts? And I mean the right time for an independent to win, when, as you know, Massachusetts has for so long now, decades, been dominated by Democrats.
Absolutely. Massachusetts has today 53% of voters are not enrolled in one of the two political parties. And Massachusetts leads the country. We've got the highest percentage of voters that are unenrolled, are independent voters. So this is a part of the country that has always been a leader when it comes to making important social changes. And so it's a movement. It's something that's happening that is going to get us out of the rut of the left-right politics we've been in for so many years.
All right. Let's talk about some issues, if we can. Tell us what your top priority in state government would be.
From what I hear from being all around the state, people do not have confidence, faith, trust in our state government. And they don't believe that the government spends its money in a way that's accountable or transparent. We have a $35 billion budget in the state of Massachusetts. If 3% of that money is misallocated, that's $1 billion a year that can go towards education programs, job training programs, for transportation improvements, all manner of things that don't get funded because the state tells us there isn't money for it. It's there. It's a question of providing the leadership to find it.
You said you want greater transparency on how money is spent in state government. Can you give us an example of what you want to know that you don't know right now?
Well, it's not too much to ask that we should be able to see all of the state's spending available to the public, which is not the case today. There's a website that shows most of it, but certainly not all of it. There's significant amounts, many billions of dollars that we don't see, and also see it in context. So the stuff that is disclosed by the state, the spending that is disclosed, you see line items and no context. So you can't tell how or why money is being spent. Voters have a right to know, and the state has a responsibility to provide open and transparent accounting for how it's spending our money.
All right, let's talk about the new law trying to control health care costs in the state. It's still in its early stages. How do you think the state is doing along those lines? And do you think it's possible to control costs in any significant way without harming the quality of care?
Well, the things that are being done today from a public policy perspective in the United States are already harming the quality of care. Doctors will tell you they've got to see 30 or 40 patients a day. They get 10 to 15 minutes with each patient. That's a result of the way our insurance and healthcare markets are structured. The monopolistic structure of the marketplace leads to these things. The efforts that are being undertaken now in Massachusetts under the healthcare cost containment law are trying to say, let's have global payments for care, and maybe that will create better incentives for doctors to do a better job. I know a lot of doctors, and I don't know any who say, boy, I would provide better care if only I were incentivized to do it. They'll tell you, I'll provide better care if I could see 15 patients a day instead of 30. And so it requires recognizing that while the insurers and the hospitals are making enormous profits, it's happening on the backs of doctors and patients who are the ones who are paying the price for a system that just isn't working the way we want it to.
Very good to meet you. Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks, Bob.
And good luck to you.
Thanks.
Evan Falchuk is an independent candidate for governor of Massachusetts.